I came to play.
There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees.
I came to
you
play.
Can say goodbye to the good old days. They're never coming back. Watch your future
fade.
Welcome to episode 18 of We Came to Play. And before we start, let me just say this has been the hardest episode to get going ever due to a plethora of issues, none of which I will describe. I am always, as always, am your host, Whiskey Nick, a.k.a. RPG Lord, a.k.a. completely sober and not drinking at all tonight. Except for now. With me is one of the guys that works on this show a lot. It's Rock. How are you today, Rock?
I'm doing fan-friggin-tastic. How are you doing, Nick?
Pretty good. Thanks for asking. I appreciate the politeness and such. Also with me in the trifecta of terror is Mr. Smart Guy, MSG. How are you doing today, MSG?
Pretty good, but am I not another person who works on this a lot?
You are, but I wanted you to be part of the trifecta of terror instead.
Okay.
I felt like you needed a more special thing because you're MSG and you deserve special things.
Okay.
And also I left you out of the something co-hosts and crime or something that one time and I felt bad about it.
Oh.
That was like a long time ago. And our guest here tonight, because Pun's a dickhead and didn't show up. Instead, we have Warning Crazy. How's it going, Warning Crazy?
That's going pretty fantastic. Thank you for asking.
God, everyone's in such a good mood tonight. This is going to go great. I don't see how it could possibly be bad. So this was going to be like the super awesome Xenoblade episode, and now we have no one who's played Xenoblade here except for Rock a bit. MSG, have you played Xenoblade at all?
Nope.
Okay, perfect. This is going to go swimmingly then. So yeah, we'll just get right into what we're doing. Talk about some releases that have come out since our last episode. We've got Witcher 2. As you may recall from previous episodes, Witcher was one of the most pirated games of all time, and we love pirating here. MSG, is Witcher 2 being pirated a lot as well?
I don't know.
You mean you don't know? You're the PC guy here.
No, I'm not.
Oh. Oh, God. Rock, were you the PC guy?
I don't have a PC.
That raises even more questions.
I saw on Reddit that it's being pirated, so I mean...
Oh, wait, Warning Crazy's got some news. Warning Crazy, something about Reddit?
I saw that it was being pirated on Reddit, so...
Okay.
I'm the PC guy by default.
Is Witcher 2 even on the PC?
Yeah, it was PC only for a while.
Yeah, it came out like over a year ago, didn't it?
Yeah.
Why are we talking about it as a release then?
Because it just came out. Yeah, it came out May 17th, 2011 on the PC, and I was finally getting the 360 port. It's an enhanced port, so it's got an additional 4 hours of content in it, so if you haven't had a chance to play it yet.
Wait, so was it Witcher 2 we talked about that was pirated before?
Probably.
Oh.
Good.
Warning Crazy knows more about our show than we do.
Oh, boy. I'm so glad that I research stuff before I start doing the show. Okay, well then, Witcher 2 is out on Xbox 360, and it's enhanced, and that's good, I guess. Is anyone here going to pick it up?
I actually
probably
when I get back from vacation. So.
Wait, okay, why are you picking it up, Warning Crazy?
Well, their developers added tons and tons of free ending DLC. Like hours and hours with animated and everything, so I want to support that attitude.
All right, and MSG, why are you picking it up?
Tits.
Damn it, you took my answer.
The wrong answer.
No, it seems pretty fun. It got a bunch of awards for PC last year, so And I'm an RPG guy, Western RPG guy.
Yeah, fuck Western RPGs. So, Rock, now that your answer's been taken, why are you getting Witcher 2?
I don't think I'm actually going to get Witcher 2 right away. Because with my backlog, I have a lot of games similar to Witcher 2 that I got to finish up. Like Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning I still have to finish up. So I'm kind of putting it on the back burner. It might be a game I pick up, you know, 6-8 months down the road for $20.
In the bargain bin. Gotcha. I am not picking up this game because I'm not.
It's for the 360. You can't get it anyways.
I could get it if I wanted to. I turned down a free 360 once upon a time.
A free 60.
Yes. Okay, so that's Witcher 2, everybody. Look out for that. It seems like a lot of people are interested, and you should get it. Also out recently, Skullgirls, a game that everyone was going ape poopy for some reason. It's been reviewed pretty well so far. It's fan-made, correct? Someone? Anyone?
I don't know.
I have no idea what Skullgirls is.
Where's our fighting game guy? Who was that? Was it Super?
It was going to be Pun!
Pun? God damn it, Pun! Okay, one second.
Friggin' Pun.
We'll get the... Hey, senor. Yes, it's me, Pun. I play a Skullgirls. This game, fighting. It's on many systems, you know what I'm saying,
It is fan-made. I just looked it up.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Warning Crazy. I'm going to keep Warning Crazy on here more often. He's
a hard-hitting journalist.
He actually researches this stuff rather than just putting it on the outline for the show when talking. He's the best guest we've ever had. Skullgirls is fan-made by fans of fighting games. It's been getting pretty good reviews for being a hardcore fighter, despite only having, I think, 12 characters.
Yeah, something like that.
Eight? Either 8 or 12, but not 10. And certainly not 9. Either way. It's got a pretty unique art style. It's kind of hand-drawn anime.
Hey, Nick.
Yo.
It's actually 9.
it's actually 9?
Yeah.
There's no way it's 9. Why would it have 9 characters? Oh, whatever.
There's 2 more in DLC coming out, but there's 9 right now.
All right. Well, it's on PS3 and possibly on Xbox.
It's on both, yeah.
It's on both, but not on Wii, so no. Don't get it on Wii, because you can't. And
it was made by, people who go to the tournament, so that's
why.
Yeah,
it was made by Dago and Dago 2, the redig.
Yes. They're the only two people who've ever...
There was someone else. Last week, we had someone on here who liked fighting games. It was either Angela or Genesis. One of them was really big on it and knew that stuff.
I know Brad, was bugging me about it. He said that I have to pick up a copy because if enough people buy it, they're going to do some sort of DLC balancing thing or something. I don't know, but I told him.
So they purposely made the game unbalanced so that people would buy it so they'd balance it?
I don't know. I don't listen to Radlink. He just says stuff and it just kind of goes in and then comes back out with no,
filter. That definitely sounds like something Radlink would say.
Yeah, that's a fair assumption.
Let's just start hating on Radlink for a while.
And fuck Radlink. That guy's so terrible. Who let him into Board 8 chat? Seriously. No, wait. No, I promised Warning Crazy this wasn't that kind of show. Because he said he wouldn't come on if we started talking about that stuff. So we're not going to, because he's been helpful so far. So Skullgirls, I think it's $10. Might be $15. Not sure.
Can we do the research?
No, it's okay. People don't need to know prices because no one listens anyways. But they can buy it, so go do that. I might get it if it goes on sale because it does look kind of fun. And I'm not a huge fighting game fan, but still.
Looks way too hardcore.
I can deal with way too hardcore as long as it's like something I can button mash, like Tekken. Well,
that's why Soul Calibur was awesome, because you could only add a button mash.
Exactly. Also recently, Devil May Cry HD Collection. For those of you who aren't aware, this is basically the happiest week of Urchu's life. Because he can now play as Dante in HD.
Holy crap.
I only ever played Devil May Cry 1 and 2, because 2 soured me so much I wouldn't even give 3 a chance. But the original was great, and I've been told 3 is amazing. Rock, did you play the Devil May Cry games previously?
No, I was never really interested in the series.
Okay, fair enough. Would you maybe pick it up now that it's available in HD and you can get some mad achievements and trophies?
Oh, yeah. Who am I, Shine now? Sorry, Nintendo?
God, you wish you could be Shine. I think we all wish we could be Shine.
I sure do.
Especially that guy who made the topic about wanting to top Shine in trophies. Is that Smurf?
Well, I gotta assume, though, that Shine is actually a Nintendo employee and he gets a little cut of everything, so...
Then why, is
Microsoft?
Why does he play PS3 exclusively, then?
Thought he played 360.
No, PS3.
He's definitely PS3. He's got so many platinum trophies, it's disgusting. Okay, so Rock has no interest in Devil May Cry. That's good. MSG, did you ever play it before or have interest now?
I have the Devil May Cry collection for PS2.
This collection already came out?
Yeah, it was like a 5th anniversary thing.
So they,
it's HD now.
Yeah, I know it's HD now, but it's already come out as a collection.
That
was at the end of the PS2's lifespan when they started releasing all the... Yeah, okay, yeah.
Like Metal Gear style.
Yeah, those just giant boxes with 4 games in them. That's actual, like, real collections. They were just a desperate way to make sales at the end of the lifespan.
Yeah, pretty much. I got it for, like, $10.
So then you're not interested in picking it up in HD?
No.
Okay.
Well, I'm not interested in, like, even if they... Well, there is a sequel coming, so I'm not interested. I didn't like the series very much.
Okay, well, it's not for everyone. I could see that. I could see not enjoying it. Warning Crazy, you any interest in getting Devil May Cry HD?
What console is it on?
360 and PS3.
I mean, if it gets cheap, I might. I never had a PS2, so I kind of wanted to play them.
They're definitely worth trying. They're pretty fun. The second one's kind of a shitter, but the first one's really fun, and I've been told the third one's the best one, so definitely worth giving it a look. I'm probably going to pick up the HD collection at some point just because I want to play the third one, and trophies are nice. I like trophies.
I'm just curious, does the HD collection include 4, or is it just the first 3 in
just
HD?
Just the first 3.
Okay.
You don't want to play 4 anyways. It was really not so fun.
But it's got Johnny Young Bosch in it.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't make it a good game, though.
That is true.
It's true. It's very true. And our big release, the one that everyone wants to talk about, except for the guys who didn't play it or get it or care, Xenoblade.
Yeah.
I ordered it from Nintendo, being the genius I am. This episode was supposed to be last, I think, Tuesday. Like a week ago, over a week ago, we were supposed to record, but I ordered from Nintendo, and they only shipped it last Friday, which you would then think I would get it fairly soon, but no, because Nintendo decided to route it through the other side of the country.
It came from Japan to the US, then back to Japan.
Something like that. My tracking thing was a nightmare. I kept clicking on it every day to see what was going on, where my package was, and it kept telling me these bizarre locations that were nowhere near Ottawa. This was not on a direct path here. This was going everywhere. I'm pretty sure it's been in more countries than I have. Which wouldn't be too difficult, admittedly. But still, this thing was everywhere. And so, yeah, I just got it yesterday, like a month after it left Nintendo's headquarters or something. But I will say I am so happy I finally have it. This game, even though I'm only 2 hours in, has lived up to all the hype that was set up for it by everyone ever. This game has so much charm. The second you put it in, you can tell this is a special game. The combat, actually... Before we get into too much, I think we'll let Rock, what are your initial impressions?
Well, my first initial impression, and I know you'll hate me for saying it, but it reminded me a hell of a lot of Final Fantasy XII, which people might not know this about me, but that is my second favorite Final Fantasy. So just even the look of it, using the all British voice actors, which me and Jeff Zero like to joke about. Let's not lose our heads. But what really gets you about the game, though, is the scale. Even right away from the beginning, just moving around the map, how huge everything is and how nothing really feels off limits. Like, I fell off into the water and I didn't know I was supposed to do that. And then I spent like 15 minutes just swimming around doing nothing.
Yes, the game is definitely gigantic.
And this is just the first area.
Well, the first...
This is only 2 hours into the game.
They do a very good job showing you how big the game is going to be at the start with the opening cinematic.
Another thing that got me is how they do the battle system, where it's really about picking different options as they recharge and reload, rather than going through a menu system and going under attack or going under spells or going under different things. It's almost like they kind of took something that, see, this was the one thing that a lot of people argue about Final Fantasy XII, is that there's no control, no selecting. You just put in your gambits and go. Whereas this was kind of like a nice trade-off, where it was like they would still auto-attack, but then you can go through different options and use different spells and abilities and everything. And they're not under submenus. They're all laid out right for you. So you just move over and pick one.
It in fact plays, and nobody is going to like what I have to say about this, it plays almost exactly like Final Fantasy XI. This game is literally everything Final Fantasy XII should have been. Final Fantasy XII had great ambitions. I can see what they were going for, but it sucked donkey balls. And I'm sorry, Rock, I know you disagree, but it just wasn't for me. This game, however, is everything XII should have been. Xenoblade flows so beautifully in the combat. The menus are well laid out. It doesn't have that crappy gambit shit. It just works. It's so beautiful. It honestly reminds me so much of the many years I spent playing Final Fantasy XI. And that's just, so good for me.
Well, I guess this is the good thing about Xenoblade. It reminds you of a Final Fantasy you really liked, and it reminds me of a Final Fantasy I really liked.
Exactly, so this game...
That's probably a good thing for the game.
This game attacks you from every angle. It's got so much going for it. The only thing that I will say that is bad is the ridiculous amount of same voices by British people. I literally did not know who was talking at first because their voices were so similar. Everyone sounded like 13 is cool. Every single one of them had the same friggin' voice, and it was really confusing me. I'm starting to grasp them now, the subtle differences, but they're definitely way too British.
The one thing that I would complain about so far is trying to figure out how the quest system works, which was basically... I had to remember the quest came from a certain person. I mean, it listed in the quest thing. Then I had to go under the affinity chart to figure out when this person would show up.
Oh, yeah. The quests are kind of... You need to really pay attention to know what you need to do, because it doesn't put a marker on your map or anything.
Yeah, the only thing that's marked on your map is when you have the quest completed.
Yeah.
So it's like, once you go get like the rabbit diodes or whatever you need, then you'll get the exclamation point, and only if it's the right time of day when that person's out and about.
Well, in that sense, it's a lot like MMOs, right? Except MMOs would give you a marker. But other than that, like, time of day and stuff is all... offline MMO, kind of.
I don't mind the concept of it, of having people out at certain days. I just hate the fact that I got to dig through the menus to find that kind of stuff. Because last night I was playing and Jeff Zero was laughing at me because it took me like 20 or 30 minutes to find this Desiree that I had to give a broken watch to.
Dude, that bitch fucking needed that watch, though.
And then she said she broke it on purpose and I flipped out. I was like, this is like the end of the video game. This is Mass Effect 3. I hit the destroy option.
That would have been great if the game had ended right there, actually. Yeah. She's like, congratulations, you found the watch. Game over.
Yep. I saved the world.
Okay. We've talked a lot. MSG, I know you don't have Xenoblade, but are you getting Xenoblade?
It depends. Probably.
You really need to get this game. If you liked Skyrim, you'll love this, because it's better.
Okay.
That's the one I said.
That's a pretty bold statement.
Was when I was playing it and I was talking to other people, I'm like, for some reason, this is a lot like Skyrim, but I'm more immersed in it than Skyrim. Maybe it's because they're actual characters instead of just an avatar and you interact in one-sided with people. I don't know, but it was like, this game's a lot better than Skyrim.
One thing I did enjoy is how NPCs with names give you quests, but if they don't have a name, like if they don't have a name, they're just generic colony member 7.
Yeah, I kept them like, where's that friggin' Desiree? And I'm like, colony number, maybe her name is Desiree, I just have to talk to her.
Nope. They have a name if they matter, but if they don't have a name, they're just there to take space. So they make it very easy to identify who you want to talk to.
Yeah. At least they're not as bad as Final Fantasy 13-2's NPCs who just wander aimlessly into the water. The first level, I'm like, why are you standing in the water here?
Yeah, those people are stupid. They did have some pretty bad NPCs in that. Warding Crazy, do you want to get Xenoblade?
If it's legitimately better than Skyrim, then hell yeah, but I'm not a big JRPG guy, so I probably won't spend money on it.
Like every kind of RPG combined.
Well, it's probably going to be just us two that say that. It's like most people are like, no, Skyrim's better. But I'm like, I guess because we're still old school, we want JRPGs to be good.
This game, even just starting it, reminded me why I used to love video games so much more than I do now. It just had that feel to it, like a game I'd play in the 90s. Probably because
not just because the graphics look like
probably because it looks like a PS1 game, but... Well, no, I guess it kind of looks like a PS2 game.
Well, Fumo told me that you'll notice later on that it clearly isn't a PS2 game by some of the stuff they do. I don't know what exactly specifically, but he wouldn't tell me because he didn't want to spoil it.
Like in that it was better than one or worse than one?
That graphically, that it was better.
Oh, okay. I could see that, I guess.
He's like, I was like, this looks like a PS2 game. He says, oh, you'll find out soon enough that it's takes more processing power than a PS2 game.
That's probably not good for my Wii. My Wii had a hard enough time starting up. So, all right, well, the graphics don't really matter. It's got that charm to it. So Warning Crazy, you'll have to get that. Everyone should really, really get this game.
If you think JRPs...
If you thought JRPGs were great in like the mid to late 90s, then this game is for you.
Or if you think they're just dead in general and you need something to revive your cold, dead heart, that's probably what you need to play Xenoblade.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm by far the youngest of you guys, so I mean, by the time I started playing games, JRPGs were dead.
Shut up.
I feel so bad for you.
You were like 4 when Final Fantasy 13 or Final Fantasy 7 came out.
I was born in 93, so.
Yeah, you were 4. Oh my god. Jesus Christ,
so.
I'm old. Okay. Warning Crazy, you missed out on like the greatest era. You were 2 years old when Chrono Trigger came out. 2. Yeah. A 2-year-old can't play Chrono Trigger. And they should.
My dad played it. I know that.
Your dad's a good guy. You want to go get him so we can talk to him?
He's sleeping. We're leaving for Hawaii tomorrow, so.
God, people never want to wake up their parents to come talk to us. Okay, well, that's releases for this week. Now we can move on to something where everyone can have an opinion. Our news section, and we've got some news. Darksiders 2, a game that I've been talking about as one of my big looking forward to releases of this year, is delayed.
Wah, wah.
I get to wait till August now instead of June, which means I will have a week between Darksiders 2 and Borderlands, and it's going to make my life a living hell. Thank you, THQ, you fucking dicks. I don't know, I don't think anyone else here cared about Darksiders, did they? MSG, you might have.
I have it, but I have, like, one achievement for it, if that tells you how far I got through it.
Okay, so you're definitely really disappointed about this delay, then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rock, you never played Darksiders, right?
No. Okay. You could wait for the Wii U release in late 2012.
Yeah, I could wait for a lot of things on the Wii U, but I'm not going to. I will get a Wii U because I know that I need the new Smash Bros. Game, and that's probably the only reason. And the new Mario games and other stuff like that. But
what about Kirby games?
No multi-platform games, that's for sure. Warning Crazy, you didn't even know what Darksiders was until this show, so I'm going to assume you're not too broken up about this delay.
I am devastated.
Okay, thank you for sharing my pain. So yeah, that's the Darksiders news. Delayed. No good. Rock, you can cover this one because you're the big Assassin's Creed guy here. They were sued for stealing their story from something.
Yeah, that was on GameStop earlier, or GameSpot earlier.
Yes.
I didn't read the full story. I actually kind of skipped down to the comments. The comments were pointing out people had read the book, say that the book really isn't anything like Assassin's Creed. Let me see if I can pull up that article again.
What book is it?
That's what I'm looking for.
The stuff I read said that the whole Animus thing was basically stolen, like, dead out of the book.
Is it an Orson Scott Card book? Because I read that a while ago.
Rock, what is it? Tell me.
He's being sued by John Baeswinger for the movie, or for the novel, Link.
Nah.
And let me see if I can find this comment from a guy who actually read the book, which I don't think I'd ever read a book called Link, because I'd assume it's about Legend of Zelda.
That sounds like something Yoblazer would write.
But yeah, he's claiming that the idea of a device that relives ancestral memories was his and was used in that book. He's suing for $1.05 million in damages, or $5.25 million if Ubisoft is found to have willfully copied elements of Link.
Wait, so if they did something wrong, he's suing for $5 million, and if they did nothing wrong, he's suing for $1 million?
That's what I'm getting from this. He says he's
How do you sue someone for doing nothing wrong? That doesn't make sense. Rock, I'm suing you right now because you possibly caused damages to something.
Well, I'm assuming the argument is they read it and it was in their head and they forgot about it.
Warning Crazy is our resident politician. He probably would understand why things would
happen. See, here's the thing. He's suing over some stuff that's kind of really generic about it. I mean, the whole Animus thing seems kind of like a connection. But the other stuff he's arguing over is that it has similar spiritual and biblical overtones, a theme of good battling evil, and interactions with historically accurate people and places.
Whoa. You cannot put a good versus evil story in a video game. That is definitely plagiarism.
That's the funniest part. It's like you say, oh, it's good versus evil, but like the Assassin's Creed series has slowly changed where it's like the Assassins really aren't that good and the Templars really aren't that evil. By the like Revelations, it's completely gray. So it's like going, oh, it's good versus evil. That's like furthest from the truth now.
So then, Rock, I need your verdict. Is Ubisoft guilty or innocent?
They are probably going to settle out of court.
Okay, that was not one of the options I gave. Guilty or innocent?
Yeah, well, I don't give a crap about the options.
MSG, is Ubisoft guilty or innocent?
Guilty. Slam that gavel.
Guilty. Okay, thank you, MSG.
You can both go to hell.
Warning Crazy.
That?
Warning Crazy. Is Ubisoft guilty or innocent?
Innocent by a mile.
Oh, okay. So we've got some pretty split opinions here. It looks like I have to cast the deciding vote. And I am casting my vote as Halo 4 has been announced to be coming out November 6th and is featuring a voice by Conan O'Brien. Rock, this has got to mean a lot to you. Is Conan O'Brien voicing Master Chief?
Could you imagine if he did?
I wish they took out freaking Firefight, where you could pick voices. Imagine if you could pick Conan O'Brien's voice for your Firefight character. Now you can't do it. Instead, he's just going to be guarding some crates in the game. That's what it says.
He's not Master Chief?
No, he ain't even Cortana.
Oh. Conan O'Brien as Cortana would be kind of bizarre, wouldn't it? Andy Richter also has a small role in the game.
Yep. Fairly hilarious results, says the article.
Ooh. So yeah, guys, I mean, I'm kind of stoked to get Halo 4 now because it's got Conan O'Brien. I think this may be the thing that pushes me into getting a 360 and playing Halo. Definitely the thing. MSG, is November 6th a good release date for Halo 4?
I don't know. Rock. What else is coming out then?
It's the holidays. Everything is coming out then.
That's probably not good.
Well, you gotta realize that Assassin's Creed is coming out October 15th, so that's about 3 weeks ahead of it.
Well, there's gonna be more than that.
Is there a Call of Duty this year?
Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
And that's coming out November 17th or something? Probably. Alright, great. You know what? I don't give a fuck. Warning, crazy. Only... Do you want Conan O'Brien to be Master Chief instead of whoever does the voice?
Yes.
Good. Good.
That makes me more likely to buy the game.
Rock, is your hype for Halo 4 up right now?
It's doing pretty good ever since they showed those videos of the multiplayer. A lot of stuff that's kind of extrapolated from the movies more than actually confirmed. Like, there's no longer a health meter and stuff like that, so...
Are you just invincible now?
Yes.
That makes things better. You just can't...
you'd never lose a round. That would be the good part.
Well, I mean, not in multiplayer, but in single player, you're just immortal.
Single player, you eat bullets and crap out grenades.
Exactly, and you kill everyone with your bare hands, because they can't hurt you.
Like that one guy did to that bear...
Jebediah Springfield?
No, the topic on board 8. The guy who killed a bear with his throat.
With his throat?
Or with he clenched the bear's throat
okay.
with his teeth.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, killed the bear with his throat would have been really impressive. You, like, throw your throat at a bear.
He's got a hole in his throat like those smokers.
Seems like a good way to die.
He had a gun hidden in there.
So that's Halo 4, everyone. As you can tell, we really care. Other things announced recently, Shigeru Miyamoto-san said that Mario Wii U is going to be on display at E3 in some capacity, so keep your eyes open for that. Rock, are you hoping for a side-scrolling Mario or a 3D one?
I'm thinking something that takes advantage of the tablet more, so I'm thinking probably a side-scrolling one. That'd actually be pretty cool to pull that off your screen and go into the next room and continue playing.
Okay, that sounded like something positive about the tablet controller, so I'm going to write it off as insanity. MSG, what kind of Mario are you hoping that we get here?
Probably 3D. I feel like they've kind of hit this spot where they know that 2D works on handhelds and 3D works on consoles. So it'll probably just continue that trend.
Well, I would say, though, Super Mario 3D Land was a pretty damn good game, and that was 3D.
It was pretty good. Barely. And new Super Mario Bros. Wii sold like fucking pancakes, and it was 2D, so I don't know. But I'm thinking 3D, too.
Yeah, it depends on... I don't think it's going to be new Super Mario Brothers Wii U.
But they've gone from World to Land to Galaxy. Where are they going to go now?
They didn't go from World to Land. Land was way
before. Shut up.
Shut up. They went from World to 64 to Sunshine to Galaxy. That's not any kind of progression.
Choking on a pretzel.
Yeah, you're choking.
Super Mario Universe.
Choking on the irony.
Irony tastes like pretzels.
Warning Crazy, what are you hoping for this new Mario game?
I'm a huge fan of 3D Mario, so that's what I'm hoping for.
Alright, do you want something where he's got a water backpack again, or would you like some other kind of gimmick?
I would like as little gimmicks as possible.
No gimmicks, okay.
Wait,
personally...
No.
What? No, oh.
Actually, sometime, I want the water backpack again.
Yes. I'm hoping that we get Super Mario Sunshine 2 announced. That's all I want. Because God knows the world needs to appreciate Super Mario Sunshine eventually, and now is the time.
Can we have the professor back?
Yes, professor can also come back. And so can all the Koopalings, because they're pretty awesome.
All right, I'm in.
The Koopa Kids and the water backpack, and probably some typing, because Mario Teach typing was pretty good. And that can all be on the Wii U. And I mean, the tablet, you could even have it as a keyboard for the typing.
Personally, I'm hoping for a 3D remake of Mario is Missing. Get my geography on.
Yeah, Mario is Missing 3 UEUD.
I love geography. I would buy the fuck out of that.
All right. Our last bit of news for this week is that a God of War 4 trailer or video or something was leaked today. And it showed Kratos doing very Kratos-type things, like being big and muscly.
And chained.
Speculation, based on what I heard from Rock moments before the show, is that this is going to be a prequel. Because how the hell do you follow up God of War 3 when everything's dead? So,
go
yeah.
after Jesus.
Go after Jesus. That's... yeah.
Kratos. They get a lot of press for that.
Kratos against Christianity. Okay. That's Rock's idea for God of War 4. Warning Crazy, what would you like to see Kratos kill in God of War 4?
I mean, each new God of War game should get after a new religion. I like that idea a lot.
So which religion would you like to see them fight?
You can go after my dudes. God of Kratos versus the Jews.
I don't know that.
What about it, like a Jewish Kratos this time around?
Do you
wears
not
a yarmulke?
See the issue? Yeah, MSG sees it. I know MSG sees the issue with slaughtering Jewish people.
It's just a funny mental image.
No, just Jewish gods.
Oh God, what happens if you have to like?
Actually, yeah. Who the hell does he kill? Moses and who else?
Have you ever met a Jew? I'm just curious.
Wait, does that
clearly
mean that
you don't understand the Jewish religion?
If he's taking on the Jewish people, does that mean he has to do a quick time event circumcision?
Yes.
Oh wait, you know,
it's a necessity.
He'd probably fight like Jerry Seinfeld. And
all of Hollywood.
Yeah, he could fight like famous people through time and stop them from being Jewish or something. Because okay, this game sounds really bad, and I think we should probably get off of the killing Jews bandwagon. MSG, who do you want to see Kratos kill besides Jews?
Why does he need to kill anybody else?
Wait, I already.
You mean why does he need to? That's all he does. What? Okay, well then, what do you want God of War 4 to be if it's not going to be about killing?
Harvest Moon ripoff.
I don't know. Whatever happened to his family? Like, I didn't even finish 3 because it just turned into mindless killing, and I didn't care anymore.
Okay, so what you're saying is you'd like it to be more like killing? You'd like it to be more like Harvest Moon.
Yes, that was my
yes, God of Harvest.
God
That's
of
it.
Warring Moons. Okay,
no,
so,
God of Harvest.
God of Harvest.
So
okay.
You said the first two games were all sensible killing, but the third game turned into mindless killing.
The line
it took the
crossed.
Third game where it's like, oh, this just stops making sense anymore, and it's just about killing.
Well, the first game was my favorite.
That's an interesting point of view. Not sure I agree, but everyone's allowed
yeah,
to.
So, whatever.
Well, I could see where you would think God of War 3 was just mindless killing, because to be honest, God of War 3 was just like event after event after event of slaughtering people with little or no explanation.
Yep.
In the first two games, they did kind of establish story for everything you did. A little bit.
A little.
A little. Not too much. Not much more than 3, but more than 3. I personally would like to see God of War 4 be a Mario Paint-style game.
It's a dating sim.
And a dating sim.
Kratos.
One of those Japanese dating sims.
It's a Harvest Moon.
Yes.
Oh, Kratos-san.
Kratos-san. Nah, nah. All right, that's great. We butchered the news like usual, so good work, guys.
I'm picturing Kratos with a kawaii face.
Oh,
angry God.
Oh, no, it could be like My Little Pony meets God of War.
My little
God of War. All right, that's the end of news, yeah.
Let's
move on to what we are playing. Rock, what have you been playing since our last episode?
I finally started Final Fantasy 13-2 since they released the Ezio costume, so I can run around as Ezio and Commander Shepard, saving time. And I on a recommendation from Icehawk, so you know this will be good, I started Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning. And the funniest part, I'm like, the game's like designed well enough, but I'm not really getting into it. So I send him an IM, and he goes, like, yeah, I thought the same thing. Why do you recommend it? Why are you telling, oh, everybody get this game. You got to get this game. It's coming out. Go get this game. Then it's like, oh, yeah, I kind of understand where you're going from. I'm like, you. and playing Mass Effect 3, getting the, you know, Resurgence pack on. Me and Warning Crazy doing the gold level challenges. And of course, playing Xenoblade.
All right. MSG, what have you been playing since the last time you were on?
I got SSX, Dynasty Warriors 7, Extreme Legends, and Devil Survivor 2 for DS.
These are some good games.
Buy two, get one free on Amazon. And I've been playing the fuck out of Devil Survivor 2. It is good stuff.
It's a good selection of games.
Can I ask you something real quick, MSG?
Sure.
Have you played the first one?
No. I'm thinking I might have to go get the first one.
The first one's apparently went out of production, and it's going for a lot on eBay. And I still have mine wrapped. So I was hoping to hear some opinions on it before I either sold it or opened it up and played it and screwed myself out of some money.
And from what I heard from people suggesting Devil Survivor 2 was that the first one was not as good, but still very good. So
I could sell Survivor 2, or I could sell the original Survivor, get Survivor 2, and not miss anything.
I haven't played the first one, or I'd tell you.
You are friggin' useless.
I know.
He just spent 5 minutes telling you he's never played it, and then you get mad at him when he's...
No, he doesn't have to play it to know information about it. He could just tell me, yeah, the, you know, this one's better, or whatever.
Oh, or so like we normally do.
Yeah, that's pretty much what the show is. It's a bunch of people who don't play games saying they play games.
Rock, shut up! God damn it, Rock! You're ruining the mystique. So that's...
To be fair, it's mainly just the guests.
Yeah, I just know that the stories aren't intertwined, so you can skip right to two if you want.
Awesome.
All right, Warning Crazy, what have you been playing besides Mass Effect 3?
Mainly Mass Effect. I mean, I just got killed, actually, so...
Oh, you're playing it right now?
Yeah, as I speak.
You're just like Cobain, gaming during the show.
I mean, that makes sense to me.
Unlike Cobain, he's actually paying attention.
It's true, and he's not yelling about random things, so that's...
Or running across Skyrim.
Well, to be honest, we asked you to do that, MSG. We needed to know.
That's true.
We needed to know how long that took.
For the next episode, we're going to get Whiskey Nick and I to race across the map of Xenoblade and see who gets
there first. I'm not making a 20-hour-long episode, I'm sorry. Especially since I'm assuming at parts there's actually, like, monsters that aggro, and that's probably not going to be
fun. Or you could just use the quick travel.
Well, then that's not even walking... you're missing the entire point of this. I have been playing Xenoblade, SSX, Dungeon Hunter Alliance... WWE 12, NHL 11, some other games probably, mostly Xenoblade and Dungeon Hunter Alliance, which I marathoned because I needed something to play one night, and was actually pretty good, so I'd highly recommend that, especially if we could get more than a couple Board 8ers on there to play online, since the online community's dead at this point.
What is it for again?
PS3.
PS3, is it a downloadable title? Or
yeah, it's PSN only. It's $12.99, I think. I should know that. I bought it last week. But it's...
I was going to say, you said that it's pretty much dead, though, online, except for Board 8ers.
If you'd we'd have to find Board 8ers if you wanted to actually play it with people.
Well, I'm just keeping my options open for when I do more Board 8 Let's Plays.
But it is fun, and it's like... every other top-down dungeon crawler where you get loot and stuff, so it's good, mindless fun, something to just do to kill time. And
what is it again?
Dungeon Hunter Alliance.
Okay.
It's not a bad game. I enjoyed it thoroughly. Good fun, and I'd definitely like to play with some Board 8ers if I got the chance, so if anyone else wants to download that or has it, look me up.
It doesn't seem to be a terribly old game, either.
No, but most PSN game, most games these days, the communities die out pretty quick, I find.
Yeah, unless you're like,
unless you're
Call of Duty. Yeah,
unless you're Call of Duty. Like, in SSX, for example, one of the achievements is participate in a global event with 500,000 other people. The first week, I didn't get it, and it will never be in that much use again, so that achievement's actually impossible to get now. Because they're
good job there, programmers.
That's... what happens.
Why the hell would you do that? That is a stupid as hell achievement.
Yeah.
They really overestimated their sales.
Well, it sold on the 360. It was easy to do apparently, but on the PS3, only Board 8 went PS3 for SSX. The rest of the world went 360.
Eight people went for the PS3, and 500,000 went for the 360.
It hit 450,000 the first week. I was like, all right, this is going to happen. And by the second week, nothing was over 100,000, and I don't even want to know what it is at now, but it's not great either way. So yeah, that's what I'm playing. That's what everyone's playing. Good stuff. Lots of good ideas there. Hey, it's time to get to know our guest better. So, Warning Crazy, you get to talk a lot right now about stuff in gaming. Are you sure, ready? Are you ready?
Okay, let me quit my match. I'm in single player.
You just, all right, you can just,
let's do
it. Yeah, okay. I guess you can't pause a multiplayer.
Not really.
All right. So yeah, if you've ever listened to the show before, Warning Crazy, and you probably haven't, this is the part where we get to know our guest better by asking them various video game related questions. The first question is a pretty basic one. What is your all-time favorite console?
Okay, you guys are gonna make fun of me mercilessly for this, but the Xbox 360.
Ooh.
Don't feel bad. That's what I picked too.
You are the second person to ever pick that as an answer, and yes, the other one was Rock. So you won't be made fun of here. Well, not by Rock.
They make fun of me plenty. Don't worry.
It's true. It's true. That was the entire point of season 2 was to make fun of Rock. Season 3 is all about loving Rock though, because Rock's awesome.
Top 18. Yeah.
Top 18, yes. Okay, your favorite game all time, Morning Crazy?
Mass Effect 2.
Okay, that's someone who definitely has never listened to this show before.
I'm sorry, I'm young.
It's okay. No. Because I was like mercilessly beat into playing that game by YoBlazer in a stupid bet I made. And
you got very, very upset.
And I put off playing it forever, and then when I finally did, I actually just recently quit it out of hatred. I refuse to finish it. It is so bad. In my opinion.
Yeah, let's see. Don't feel bad, because I definitely put that up there. I'm one of those people that said Mass Effect 2 is better than 3. So.
Well, actually, Fire Emblem 9. Actually, I'd probably put above it. Just barely.
Yeah, so that's a bit.
Oh, which one is that one?
Path of Radiance.
Path of Radiance. Okay.
I don't like Radiant Dawn as much because I don't like how the party changes so often.
All right. So we got your favorite game. Next, we need. This episode of South Park is so stupid. Why is it live action? All right. Anyways, your favorite character in a video game ever? Warning, Crazy.
You're gonna love this one. Alright, Tali.
Tali from Mass Effect.
Oh, yeah. I thought from Soul Calibur.
No. If anybody from Soul Calibur, it'd be a nightmare.
Is her name even Tali in Soul Calibur? Or am I
thinking of someone? I don't even know who you're talking about.
Okay, whatever. So someone from Mass Effect, that's good. Your favorite music in a video game.
You probably should have looked at these questions before.
You probably should have.
It was right there in the promo.
The Halo music, I guess. I don't know.
The main theme of Halo?
Yeah, it's a pretty awesome song.
Good. Okay.
I couldn't think of anything else.
And now, the hardest and most difficultest hard question. What is your favorite stage and or area and or level in a video game?
I'm such a great guest. The Elite Four in Pokemon Gold.
That's a good answer.
First game I loved.
It's actually a good answer. Off the top of your head.
Who are the Elite Four of Gold?
It's like a lot of the. It's weird because.
Bruno?
Yeah, but it's like not the same. But
Koga.
Agatha.
And Will.
And Steve.
Steve.
Wait, did you say Coco?
It's Karen is the one you're forgetting.
Right. It's Will, Bruno, Koga,
Karen
and Lance.
Yeah.
Oh. I remember Lance. That's the only one I remember.
Yeah, you
because
would
Lance has a Lance. Porno name.
And a gay porno name at that.
Yeah.
All right. And now you can recommend some games to our listeners. These can be games that are new, old, obscure, well-known, whatever you want. And you can recommend as many of them as you want before I cut you off.
Okay, I'm going to go with two. First is Football Manager 2012, or any other version because it's the same game. If you like soccer, it's just the most detailed video game ever made. The other one is Mountain Blade because it's like $5 and it's really fun.
Sorry, what was that? Mountain Blade?
Mount and Blade.
Oh, Mount and Blade.
It's like a very... It's not the most polished game, but you sit around, run around on a horse and get to lance people and shit. It's pretty fun.
All right. Okay, so now we know Warning Crazy a little bit better. And we already knew Warning Crazy pretty well. Thank you, Serious Business. So now we move on to everyone's favorite segment. And Rock, you're going to appreciate this. We're well on our way to our shortest episode ever.
I know. I see the counter in the
corner.
I know.
We haven't even hit an hour yet. Okay. But it's time for our two-minute segments, which is going to push it over. Let's see. So, Warning Crazy, since you have no idea what this is, we'll let you not go first. Basically, you have 2 minutes to talk about whatever you want. It doesn't need to be about video games. Doesn't need to be about... It could just be whatever topic. I don't care what it is, and you'll have 2 minutes to talk about it. You got a little bit to think about that, because we're going to start with Rock.
All right. So I got something. I know I've talked about it a bunch of times, but I've got it officially down. Board 8 CW. Next Friday, I'm putting out the first episode.
Wait, does that mean I have to do commentary by Friday?
No, here's the thing. I'm going to tell you right now, Nick.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do commentary for the first episode because you don't feel like, you know, getting ready for it, then I'm just going to put up the matches, because the first week of matches is just going to be about putting titles on people. So I might just put up just the matches, if that's okay.
I don't really, it's your thing. You can do whatever you want. You still need to find me a commentary partner, because I decided I shouldn't be responsible for that.
You're not going to talk to Jackal like you said?
You can talk to Jackal. But it's your company. You need to hire your commentators. Why should your commentators be hiring your...
I didn't even hire you. You asked.
I forced my way in. I just sat down at the announce table.
We set up a little booth for you, a coal miner booth for you to sit in. But anyway.
Oh, man, can I have a whiskey miner's booth?
Yeah, with
I can just sit in a miner. Bottle of whiskey.
That's actually full of whiskey.
With a straw so that I can breathe.
I'll be your co-host, Nick.
Ooh, that's not a bad idea. Warning Crazy knows wrestling.
But anyways, I'm going to get it recorded sometime this week. And it will be up on Friday with or without commentary. I don't know yet. I don't have a match listing set up yet. I'll have that for everyone next week. But I've gotten everyone that's re-signed up in the topic. I've got their stuff ready in the game. So now I can start recording matches. So all that's left at this point is because my DVR is working right. And the game works right now that I installed it on my Xbox 360. So now it's just a matter of recording them and putting them online.
Wow. After months of hype, it's finally here.
Yeah, well, I didn't expect to go through five of them, so...
This is like all my dreams.
I know. Calm down, Nick. Just calm down.
I'm pretty excited. I've been waiting for this forever. So much so that I stopped caring. But now it's here and I care again. Yes.
You'll start caring the first time Whiskey Nick comes out to...
Oh, man, as soon as he delivers the On the Rocks to whoever I'm feuding with, somebody, it's going to be good times, good times. MSG, your 2 minutes, and this better be 2 minutes. I don't want any of that 13-second crap you usually pull.
I have no idea what to talk about. I got nothing.
Son of a bitch.
Can we just skip them? Because I want to get it under an hour.
MSG, do you have even one thing you want to mention? Anything at all?
Battleship, the game, is coming out the 15th.
Okay. Thanks.
Woo!
That was the best 2 minutes we've ever had.
Yep.
Warning Crazy, do you have something ready for your 2 minutes?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, go.
I would just like to express my supreme disappointment in the Philadelphia Flyers tonight. It was the worst excuse for a hockey game I've seen in a long time. So, yeah.
They only lost 10-3.
That's like a fucking shitty college football score.
It's a baseball score.
Are you
score.
Sure it was the Flyers and not the Phillies?
Yes, although the Phillies probably lost too because Cliff Lee was pitching 11th innings. Yeah,
he was. They were pitching shutouts between the both of them, Lee and who was he facing?
Kane, I think.
Yeah, they were going deep.
Yeah.
All right, Warning Crazy, you didn't want to like pimp your political future or anything.
Oh, I'm running for Congress this year, so if you want to donate to my campaign.
You're running for Congress?
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome, man. We could have a congressman on the show. Think of how think of how big this is for We Came to Play. We could have a future congressman.
Not only that, we could have a future lobbyist for us.
Oh my god. Warning Crazy, will you lobby stuff for us if we need you to?
I actually would have no problem doing that, but I'm running in like 4 years, so.
Okay, well, whatever. I 4 years gives me time to think about what I want to lobby. Excellent.
I couldn't think of anything, so.
Board eight could be pretty dangerous with the political point of view.
Oh, I know I'm never going to get elected because of Board 8, so.
What do you mean? By then, Icehawk will be so busy with whatever the hell he's doing for his stupid, useless website there.
Dude, Icehawk will never be busy because he's never going to have a real life, so.
Okay, fair enough. I can't really disagree with that statement.
This is the most insulting episode of We Came to Play, I think, so.
What do you mean, most insulting?
Just making fun of everyone. That's how we roll.
I'm almost positive at least a few of the episodes where I was so wasted I can't remember them.
Yeah, but normally you're just mean to guests. Now we're just mean to everyone.
Oh. I'm sorry, everyone, except Radlink. You deserved it. You truly are a terrible user. Makes you feel bad. All right, and for my 2 minutes, I have a bold prediction to make, and people will know what that bold prediction is because I made it last night on something. Probably Board 8 chat. Anyways, I am predicting that Final Fantasy Versus or 13 Versus or whatever it's called will be at E3. And not only will it be there, it will be playable and we will be getting a release date. That's right. I'm putting it all on the line. And by all, I mean nothing because there can be no negative consequences if I'm wrong.
Wait, also, when's E3?
E3 is in May, is it not?
I thought it was June.
I don't remember.
It used to be May. It's June now.
Okay, so
best gaming show ever.
Listen, we're not about research or facts here. We're about entertaining the 6 listeners we have and Endgamer.
June 5th through 7th.
June 5th through 7th. So June 8th is going to be our marathon episode. Dear God, when is that? Other than June 8th, and don't get Friday night. Great, it's a Friday. I can get wasted. This might work.
What'd you do Friday night? Oh, I sat there talking about video games for 8 hours.
4 hours talking about E3, and that was the condensed version.
How many buttons does the Wii U have? I don't know. Let's spend the next 50 minutes talking about it.
Hey, I tried to rush through parts of that episode. It just didn't...
I know, that's the sad part. That was the rushed version.
All right, hey, we're interrupting my 2 minutes, though. I have other things to talk about. Big things, important rabble. Things. Rabble, rabble, rabble.
Yep.
Oh man, I forgot what I was talking about now.
Quick, end the show in less than a minute.
We didn't start recording right on the beginning of the call though, so it's okay. We got a few minutes still to go.
Awesome.
Anyways, I'm just gonna my 2 minutes. Xenoblade, Xenoblade, Xenoblade. Everyone get it. Everyone buy it. Everyone play it. I've already said it, but I'm saying it again. You need to get this game, and if you don't, I might have to kill your puppy.
What the shit is this?
What the shit is what?
Wait, what's this game called?
Xenoblade? What we've already talked about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
This picture that you just sent, Warning.
Oh. I saw it on Reddit. I was joking, Nick.
What? Okay, I'm completely lost at this point. I have no idea what's going on. So yeah, that was our shortest episode yet. Good work, guys. We finally got under that hour goal we were going for. I can honestly say it took us a year and a half to do. No, less than a year. It's only been a year. It's the 1 year anniversary of our first episode. Oh my god, how did I miss that?
Oh shit.
Happy first birthday, Rock.
Hooray!
Happy 6 month birthday, MSG.
No, we're gonna get banned.
We're gonna get banned. Oh no, we're only a year old. All right, so yeah, that was episode 18. Thank you, as always, Rock, for coming on and being an excellent co-host.
I aim to please.
Thank you, as always, MSG, for being slightly distracted and having some things to say, most of them pretty smart.
Yay.
Thank you, Warning Crazy, for being the most educated guest we've ever had. That's saying a lot, because we've had Endgamer.
You're very welcome.
Better than Endgamer. Just remember that. You can use that against him now.
That's going to be my new board 8 take.
Better than Endgamer. Just better than Endgamer. I can deal with that. And thank you to me for staying sober for once. It was a miracle. So on that note, everybody, always have a fantastic time on Board 8. Play shitloads of games, especially Xenoblade. Always be the man like Rock. Always be totally fucking awesome like Smart Guy. And always win Congress stuff like Warning Crazy.
Oh yeah.
Have a good one,
well
guys.
Put.
The world today seems absolutely crackers. With nuclear bombs to blow us all sky high. There's fools and idiots sitting on the trigger. It's depressing, and it's senseless, and that's why. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They only come up to your knees. Yet they're always friendly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. There's 900 million of them in the world today. You'd better learn to like them, that's what I say. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They come from a long way overseas. But they're cute and they're cuddly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese food. The waiters never are rude. Think of the many things they've done to impress. There's Maoism, Taoism, I Ching and chess. So I like Chinese. I like Chinese. I like the Chinese for free. They're Zen, they're ping pong, they're yin and yang li. I like Chinese thought. The wisdom that Confucius taught. If Darwin is anything to shout about, the Chinese will survive us all without any doubt. So I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They only come up to your knees. Yet they're wise and they're witty and they're ready to please. All together.
Jump around, well, I jump around, well, I jump around. Ni hao ma, ni hao ma, ni hao ma, zai jian. I like Chinese, I like Chinese. Their food is guaranteed to please. A 14, a 7, a 9, and like cheese. I like Chinese, I like Chinese. I like their tiny little trees. Their Zen, their ping pong, their yin and yangies. I like Chinese.